This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
And I'm joined by Serena Faber-Nelson from the dog blog Pretty Fluffy for All Creatures Great and Small. Hi, Serena.
Hi, Katrina.
Now, I have to ask you, before we get into talking about our animal welfare issues, have you heard about this movie Red Dog, Serena?
I have. It looks great.
Yeah, it's very cute. Now, we've been giving away tickets this week, and I've been asking everybody who calls in about something funny or clever that their dog has done. Now, I know that you have a beautiful border collie called Soda and a dog blog, so I thought maybe you might have something to share with us, something funny or clever that your dog's done.
Yes, well, I'm sure you're getting a lot of good stories. As for my dog, she's got a lot of good stories, but I think the best one that I have about her is she actually kind of chose my husband for me.
How did she do that?
Well, when a lot of people come to our door, either if they're known, they're jumped all over, or if they're unknown, she'll bark a little bit, and she'd scared off quite a few dates that way. But when my who turned out to be my husband came to the door the first time, she walked out of the door, sat next to him, cuddled up to him to get some pats, and so I was thinking, oh well, she's given the seal of approval.
And wow.
2 years later, we're married.
She knows what she's doing. What a clever dog, hey?
Exactly. I think my husband was quite happy that she cuddled up to him, because he'd never, ever seen that before, and neither had I.
Well, good on you, Soda. Well done. You got Serena a husband.
Exactly.
Now, today we're talking about animal testing. I guess when we think of animal testing, we tend to think about cosmetics, and a lot of cosmetics carry that sort of label, not tested on animals. But I understand that there's a whole range of other products that are tested on animals that we've just never sort of known about.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think for a lot of women especially, they've known for a while about the cosmetics such as lipsticks and shampoos being tested on animals. But in fact, there are a lot of products that people don't know about that are also tested. For example, when you look around your home, things such as dishwashing liquids, laundry detergents, men's bathroom products and household cleaners and things can all be tested on animals. Mm. One of the most surprising cases recently was when a tea bag manufacturer admitted it had been testing the health effects of this new and improved brand of tea on pigs by operating on their internal organs. Now, I don't know about you, but I would have never thought that something as simple as tea could have been tested on animals.
Mm, I love my tea. I don't want to think about that. That's terrible. Well, without sort of going into too many gory details, what kind of tests are we talking about?
Yeah, well, it depends on the animals that are being tested on. Some products test on guinea pigs and rabbits, others on dogs and cats, and some on larger animals such as monkeys and pigs. For the most part, these tests involve things such as constant dripping of products into the eyes and ears of the animals, or testing on skin patches for infection caused by the products. And other tests involve force-feeding animals large quantities of products to determine how they're absorbed into the body. But to put it simply, overall these tests cause significant pain and trauma to the animals, and more often than not are fatal. But the important thing to note, however, Australia has actually banned these tests on animals here. But the big multinational companies get this testing done overseas, and then they send their products down here.
Oh, that's really sad. You'd think in this sort of technological age there would be alternative ways of doing this kind of research?
Yeah, well, the thing is that all of these products have to be tested on humans at some point. So testing them on animals often is a little pointless, as it's so different from us anyway. Also, with so many advancements in these fields, a lot of companies are choosing to use safe human testing for their products anyway, which give much better results and hurt no animals in the process. And I can't stress enough, actually, that gone are the days of cruelty-free products being not as good or effective as their animal-tested counterparts. In fact, lots of Australian companies, such as you've got Earth Cleaning Products, Aesop Body Products and More Cosmetics, they're real leaders in this area, showing that you can have top-notch quality products that are animal-friendly as well.
Yeah, and I think, you know, fundamentally the difference between testing on animals and, say, getting a human to sample a product is that humans have a bit more choice in the matter, and animals yeah. have no choice, you know.
Exactly.
So
they don't have a voice.
Yeah. So these are obviously a lot of kind of everyday items that we're talking about. So how can we know which products have or haven't been tested on animals?
Well, it's quite simple, actually. Just look at the packaging of the product. Products that don't test on animals will say so on their product labelling. And if you're not sure or you're a bit unsure about it all, take down the company's name and jump on their website to see what their policy is on animal testing. And if you still can't find it after that, shoot them an email and ask them if they test on animals. Mm. And probably the easiest way to go about it, I found that whenever I run out of washing powder or lip gloss or whatever, I just make a concerted effort when I'm at the shops to find a replacement that doesn't test on animals. After a while of doing this, you'll find that everything in your house is cruelty-free with hardly any fuss or effort.
Yeah, exactly. Good idea. And how could people get more info if they just want to learn a little bit more about this?
Well, for more information on animal testing and for a list of cruelty-free products, you can visit www.choosecrueltyfree.org.au.
Okay, choosecrueltyfree.org.au. Thank you, Serena.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.